doesn't happen all the time, ladies and gentlemen of Highway Diary, but sometimes it happens. Sometimes, out of the blue, I get a very precious phone call from everyone's favorite foreigner, Mohammed from Dubai. I haven't heard from him. He was supposed to drive across the country with me when I moved from New Orleans to Los Angeles. He calls me out of the blue. So I'm running into my car right now, turning on the speakers so you can hear an episode of Highway Diary with Mohammed from Dubai in full volume, because I owe that to you. It's been a while since Uncle Eric put out a podcast. He's, doing a lot of things, but I can't explain that now. This is an emergency. Mohammed from Dubai, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
It's Mohammed from Dubai.
Yes, hey.
The hustler.
Oh, that's my second name.
The hustler. It was written on your door when we were roommates. What's going on, buddy? Are you still married to a Colombian? Are you still in school? Should you still be in school? What happened?
Well, I'm going to work on it in these 3 months, and then I'm going to be back by the spring. You ain't getting rid of me that easy. I'm coming back.
You're coming back to New Orleans?
Yes, I am.
So you took a semester off, or what happened?
Yeah, I took a semester off. I'm currently working in Dubai and working at Springs.
Okay. What about your Colombian wife? I remember you flew down to Colombia one time, and then you met a witch doctor and got married to a lady under a banana tree. And I was worried that your parents wouldn't be happy with that because they're, strict or whatever. Muslim.
I mean, it's all good, We are people get old and relationships make goodbye. And, I'm back in town, making a game.
Oh, so you guys had a split up, or was she buried in the desert or something, or what? Did she have an accident?
No. We just decided to take time, and
Did your family have to give her like a camel or something like that to make it even legally?
We don't do that.
I don't know that. I read an article about that.
No, we didn't go to Dubai. I didn't flow her to Dubai yet, so.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't.
So you just had one of your friends murder her or something like that? She just ate a poison piece of pie or something and then went away? Is that what happened?
You think you murdered her, bro? I'm not. I'm a decent.
Okay. Did it cost you a little money to, slide that under the rug? I mean, you were 20 years old. And why did you get married in Colombia instead of drive across the country with me? This makes me furious, Mohammed.
Yeah. Well, I was spending some time off from the United States. I was sick of all American people and this American culture. But, some of it has changed. Much matters.
I can't hear you very well, man. Hold on, let me.
Yeah, I know, I'm looking illegal, because Spanish not allowed. Yeah, I'm using a private VPN.
Oh, you're not legally allowed to make a Facebook call?
No, that's how our friends with Kim, and she didn't care about your thing, but she cared about the
Yeah, I think that the French girls, they came over our house every Wednesday, to eat a free dinner. I'll be honest about that. I don't think they were interested in us, Mohammed. I think they realized that, you would buy them a limo and, we would buy them free dinner all the time. And then I said, hey, baby, later I'll sell a movie for a $5 million contract. But
when I asked one of them to have lunch with me, they all of a sudden were like super not interested, and you know what I mean? But they're like, oh, we're just friends. All right, friend. All right, friend. Can I have 15 dinners now? I mean, up front? I mean, what the fuck? Yeah, we're friends. Well, that's what friends do. They never cook somebody else dinner. They never buy dinner. That's a friend. We're friends. Friends don't buy dinner. No, that's just an asshole. I mean, I don't understand. But, yeah, those beautiful French women should have had sex with us, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And what about your lovely? Have you met someone special? What about Ace Hotel?
At the Ace Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about those black hookers that we got? Yeah, that was fun.
Oh.
That robbed from you? Did you have a low GPA and you have to like come home and reassess for a while?
No, no. No, okay. No. I lost my H-2 paper. My immigration paper.
Your immigration ran out?
My university, how you say it? Registration, approval of the university. I lose that paper.
Is that because President Trump reduced the amount of people that could immigrate?
I'm sure it's one of the reasons.
Hmm. That stinks.
Yeah.
But you had good grades? You weren't just like chasing around Tulane pussy all the time, you know? Drinking beer, getting in fights at the boot?
I had about 2.0 GPA, so
it was fine.
I have problems with my university
exam. You say you have a 2.0 or a 3.0? What'd you say?
Both. I have
2.0.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well.
No, no, okay. Come back to the bio. Tell me, what do you think about Arab girls?
About Arab girls?
Yeah. What do you think they're like?
I don't know. I haven't met a lot of Arab girls. I think that their religion makes them very confused about what sex is.
No, she wore a bikini and you asked, oh, why are you not wearing a bikini? She was like, leave me your complicated guy. Like, shut the fuck up, you complicated.
Well, you think that they're all dirty whores, but they just gotta wear the burqa on the outside, but they all fuck like.
They don't even fuck. It's 2019 now, you know, with all these social media and all these whores online. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. That before made the body, you know.
Yeah.
It's improving, you know. But what I'm saying. What do you think what jokes do you tell them how famous I want to be?
Oh, how famous I want to be. You want me to tell that joke? No, I'm not going to tell you that joke. You know that joke. But, so are you, you're trying to, get with some Arab girls now? Is that what you're asking me? You want advice about how to get with some Arab girls? I don't know anything about Arab girls.
I know, but I, you know, it's like I come back from the United States, I should have like some American culture, you know. But since I spent all my time in Colombia, I don't know shit about that American culture anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I'm still with the American things, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. I think you're going back to University of New Orleans in January of 2019. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would focus on, I mean, you're only going to be there for another 6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to fuck?
No, yeah. Yeah, maybe like 2 more months.
Yeah.
Until January.
So you're trying to, I would just wait for some, I would wait for some American girls.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, yeah. What if you just got a foreign bride, like, before? Remember that seminar I took you to?
Bro, I'll save it for 20 years from now when I get old and wrinkly and all that stuff. but for now, since I'm young, you know, I'm like, why the hell not? You know, I'm in Dubai. I've been working out. You know, I've been getting in shape. You know, my facial hair is coming out. You know.
Oh, you have facial hair now?
Yeah, it's coming out.
It's not just that thin mustache that looks like somebody pooped on their finger and wiped it on your face.
Oh, I have a goatee now.
You have a goatee? Whoa. Did you get a motorcycle?
Not yet, but I'm about to.
Well, if you get a leather jacket, then a motorcycle's next.
All right.
Then you have to learn how to play darts and hustle people, like gamble on darts and stuff like that in bars.
Do you do that?
Well, you got the goatee, don't ask me. It's a whole, you don't just put a goatee on. It's like a man bun. Remember when you had a man bun for a while? It's a whole lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a haircut, it's a lifestyle. It's a choice. It's almost a job. So you have to honor that goatee and you have to get a leather jacket. You know, you have to learn about darts and join a motorcycle gang. You know.
Okay.
Get a tattoo of your wife's name and then cross it out. And then, like, whatever next girlfriend you're with, you have that name under her. And then just have your whole arm tatted with your ex-girlfriend's, you know?
I'm not sure about that tattoo part, but I think, yeah, why not?
Or you could just get a dick ring every time you get divorced. You know what I mean? So you already have one, so then just keep going.
No, bro, I don't think so. But seriously.
Your parents didn't have to give her any money, Muhammad, your ex-wife who's dead now, but they didn't have to give her any money in the divorce?
No,
Or it's just like, because it's a different country, you're like, see you later, bitch. Bye. It's a different country. You can't get them over there.
It's all good. Okay, I will talk to you later. I'm about to arrive to my job.
All right. You didn't answer any of my questions. I'll call you later. That's another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. I'd like to thank my guest, Mohammed from Dubai. You know, always a lot of entertainment. Our signal wasn't good during that phone call, so I apologize for the audio quality at some points. You know, he's calling us illegally through a pirate VPN in Dubai. You know, he's not supposed to call us infidel Americans because, you know, it's illegal. His thoughts are on lockdown in that country. So anyway, I hope his wife is still alive in Colombia. You know, more on that later. I got a date to plug, so I'm putting out this, normally I put out podcasts on Tuesday, but I'm going to start every Tuesday to put them out from here on in. Here's like a bonus episode for you. I had a great Thanksgiving with the fam, great turkey, everything's cool. November 25th at 7 p.m., I'm going to play in Springfield, New Jersey at a place called the Comedy Cove. It's called Scotty's Pub in Springfield, New Jersey, but upstairs is the Comedy Cove. So I'll be there this Sunday, November 25th, with my good pal Rick Shapiro. I got to pick him up in South Jersey, bring him up there. Again, that's Scotty's Pub or the Comedy Cove in Springfield. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m., maybe 7:30. Again, that's Sunday, November 25th, 2018. Back in Jersey, man. You know, not much to report about the special. It's still being edited. Hopefully that's, I'll have more about that in May of 2019. Anyway, short episode today. I've already recorded my next week's episode with Christopher Poppert. He was visited by an entity known as a djinn. So you'll hear a crazy ghost story from Chris Poppert. That's this Tuesday, November 27th. That episode of Highway Diaries coming out. It's a full episode. And after that, I got some surprises coming up for you. Maybe an episode from James Robert Wright. Maybe an episode from
one of my other friends. I can't say much about that because we're negotiating the schedule. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.